You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is e-commerce radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to e-commerce radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores, whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques. This is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today we are speaking with Derek Chien, a co-founder of Black Lapel. Black Lapel is an e-commerce brand that specializes in luxury custom suits and shirts for men of all shapes and sizes. Derek, welcome to e-commerce radio.
Thank you, Eric. I'm very excited to be on the show.
Yeah, likewise, very interesting what you have here. So tell us, how does Black Lapel work?
Well, Eric, in a nutshell, Black Lapel is the custom solution for every man who's ever had a hard time finding a particularly well-fitting suit. I don't know about you, but this has been a problem for me all my life, and just about every guy I know has experienced it in some form or shape. Before co-founding Black Lapel, I worked in finance, and I had to wear a suit every single day. And I can't tell you how much money I wasted on poor-fitting suits that didn't even look good. In the $500 to $800 price range, there just wasn't an option out there for a well-constructed suit using premium materials with a guaranteed flawless fit. And Black Lapel offers just that in three simple steps. You know, you send us your measurements following our video guides online, select from one of our luxury suiting fabrics, design your own suit with our web-based tool, and that's it. 4 weeks later, you get your very own custom suit sent to your doorstep. Pretty awesome, right?
That is pretty awesome. Why would someone choose Black Lapel over something off the rack?
That is a great question, Eric, and it's one I love answering. At our price range, we are flat out the best option for a guy looking for a suit. Anything you can find off the rack at our price points will be inferior to one of our suits. Fabric quality, in construction quality, and most importantly, in fit. And fit really is paramount. Even a $200 suit that fits you perfectly will make you look like $1 million, while a $2,000 suit that fits like crap, pardon my French, will make you look like you went dumpster diving. And again, in our price range, the value we deliver is phenomenal. Guys have really no excuses to go the traditional route of buying a standard size suit based off of some statistical average and just trying to make it work, not when there's a better option out there at a comparable price.
Who is your typical customer?
You know, we were fortunate when we first started out to be based in New York City. Naturally, as a suiting business located in Manhattan, we got a lot of Wall Street finance guys checking us out. And these guys are demanding because they're used to wearing some very nice suits made by the likes of Ralph Lauren, Armani, Dania, and the like. And we cut our teeth with this group, you know, and it forced us to maintain a very strict set of quality controls. But since we're an e-commerce business, the word got out, and we started getting noticed by menswear bloggers and by various style-oriented online forums and communities like, you know, Reddit MFA, Ask Andy About Clothes, and Style Forum. And these guys talk, and the buzz generated by these groups are almost always positive. And, of course, that's no accident given our focus on quality from day one. And so with that positive buzz came a much broader demographic of men that read and followed the footsteps of these early adopters. And so now, today, our customers come from all walks of life. And interestingly enough, all over the world. We've actually shipped to over 71 countries in the year and a half we've been around.
And that is certainly good to know, with a great population that listen to the show outside the U.S. as well. Today we are joined by Derek Chien, a co-founder of Black Lapel, an e-commerce brand that specializes in luxury custom suits and shirts for men of all shapes and sizes. And Derek has joined us here on e-commerce radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Derek, how do you differentiate Black Lapel from its competitors?
That's a very important question that we have to answer on a daily basis. And you know, we do have some very strong competition in the segment. There are quite a few number of online custom suiting and shirting businesses now. And some of them have been around for a few years longer than us. For the most part, these competitors are very good at one of two things, either launching new products or advertising. And we have a couple of competitors with literally hundreds of fabrics on offer. For Black Lapel, we decided against making customers spend an hour just to go through fabrics. Everything we offer, we heavily curate it to make sure it's earned its spot on our website. Now, that doesn't mean our fabrics are boring, but we did cut out the superfluous. And as I mentioned, some of our competitors are also great at advertising. One competitor, in fact, spends millions a year running all sorts of ads. They recently raised, I think, somewhere in the tune of $8 million in additional funding to continue putting up these ads. And they range from display ads, targeted ads, retargeting ads, affiliate ads, ads that just target you on mobile, ads that just target you on iOS devices. And, I mean, the list just goes on. Aside from a few promoted posts that we put up on Facebook, we really haven't advertised much since our launch. All of our growth came on the backs of word of mouth. And that wouldn't be possible without our focus on delivering a great experience to our customers. So instead of spending millions pulling in customers through our door, we focus on the ones that do make their way in organically to make sure that they have such a great experience that they really can't help themselves but tell everyone that they know about us.
Well, well done. Now, what do you have planned for the future?
One thing we've been working on, Eric, is developing more content. And we already have a decent, well-read style blog called The Compass. It's to point guys in the right direction in all matters style. And it's got some great resources for guys looking up those style games. It offers some helpful tips and tutorials on a lot of both style and lifestyle-related subjects. Now, the guys that are at the helm of The Compass for us are a couple of ambitious guys, and we've got some really exciting projects up our sleeve on that front with regards to multimedia content and collaborations with other brands. We've also flirted with the idea of this past spring of figuring out a way to create more of an omni-channel retail experience. We are primarily e-commerce, and we don't really have a brick-and-mortar store, but we do take appointments here in New York. Now, back in May, we teamed up with four other menswear brands that sell primarily accessories, and we hosted our very first pop-up shop in Soho. It was a really fun experience. We got some furniture stores and artists involved, and we definitely be looking forward to doing more of those collaborations and events going forward.
Good stuff. How about telling our listeners where they can experience Black Lapel online?
BlackLapel.com, BlackLapel.com.
And any advice for our listeners on the way out, that would be great.
Sure. I recommend all of your listeners to tune in daily to the EPN podcast.
Hey, I like that.
All kidding aside, one of the best pieces of advice I've ever received is on the importance of having a scalable value proposition. When we first launched Black Lapel, it was very tempting to celebrate how just bootstrap we were. We were small, our brand was new, and we were the underdog. And it's easy to get people to like the underdog, especially here in the States. But some very smart folks suggested to us that we focus on our scalable value proposition, that that's, you know, the quality, the customer service, and the content. And really, you don't always want to be the underdog if you want to be a successful business, especially if you want to own the space you're in. So figure out how to be that dominant player in the space. Have a game plan in place and consistently walk and talk the strategy of that game plan from day one.
Sound advice. Certainly appreciate your coming by and being with us today. We have been speaking with Derek Chin, a co-founder of Black Lapel. That is an e-commerce brand that specializes in luxury custom suits and shirts for men of all shapes and sizes. Go check it out. It's BlackLapel.com. Derek, thanks so much for being with us here today on E-Commerce Radio.
My pleasure, Eric.
And the pleasure also was ours as well. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.